Lamed Vav, Rabbi got to base. Okay. Kol os tzrichelios golem echod. So each one of the letters, golem has to be like a complete form, not detached. Everything, you know, one solid mass. Lekach, therefore, tzrichelios b'nekuda shel sha'al ha'aleph, which like we call the yud, right? The dot, the line, the movement that goes on top of the aleph, shikimin yud, which is like a yud, uv'nekuda shetachteha, and with the little dot or the stroke that's underneath it, that has to touch, uv'yudei hashin, and the yud that goes in the inner part of the shin, the middle part, v'ha'ayin, v'achore tzadi shehu nogas ba'os. So all these parts that are combined to make the letter have to be touching it, right? The parts of the aleph, the parts of the shin, the yud, the okay. V'acha she'ena nogas psulim. But if it does not, if one of these is not touching, that's going to be possible. V'chei mishar osius, all those as well, with the exceptions of obviously the two, are chutz, mehe, v'kuf. These are the two ones that should not be touching, right? They're supposed to be suspended. She'en liga haregel begag, that the bottom part, the foot shouldn't touch the top of it, the gag, the roof. V'im noga posel, if it does touch, if you have a hay now, and it does touch the top, or kuf, that it does touch the top, then that's going to make it possible. So Mishmar says, today I brought the picture book. Okay. Hashin va'ayin. Bechol haroshim, all the tops of them. Ba'achas pirush. Afilu b'yud echad min hashin. Even if one of the yuds of the shin. V'hu adin im yesh hefseg be'emtza ha'os. If there's some sort of separation in the middle of the letter. She'enu gaz not touching. Afilu im ha'pirud. Even the separation hudak. It's very small. She'en piridosu nikar lehedi. It's not really so obvious that it's not touching. V'lo mahani kan. Would not help in this case. Kriyas atinok. You know, he's going to explain when we allow the little kid say what letter it is, what it's not. He's basically going to say, if we're not sure if it looks like one of two possible letters, then the kid can tell us, oh, this is a resh, or this is a dalet. Okay, that helps. But if you know, what letter is this? It looks like an aleph. It's obviously an aleph, but it's so small, the space between them, there's pictures here, it's so small, here like this, like this, we just, that little spot is missing or something like that. Any one of these letters where he has drawn out here, these are the ones we just read, right? So, oh, you ask what kid, of course he can tell you it's an ayin, of course he can tell you it's a shin, but in other words, we knew that already. The question is it touching or not? So he says, in this case, we know what letter this is, right? You can see clearly what letter it is. Then, in that case, maybe it looks like another one. In that case, Azmoyo Kriyasatinuk. As we saw in Simon Lamed Beis Sif Tezayin. Vichom ze below Tikun. You could still fix it. Because he's still working on it. Okay, he just brings in the footnotes. You see, Rabbi Kaver, Rikiv Eger. So in other words, that's when it has to be touching, and that's when we could call a kid is not. Not to say, is this an ayin or not? Of course it looks like an ayin, but there's a crack in it. So like, you can't tell it exactly. So any kid who's going to look at that is going to say this. So if the sofer is still working on it at the time of the writing it, he could fix it. That's not called being writing it out of order. Okay.
I mean, they're still the same letter.
Yeah, he's working on the ayin.
But that should be obvious, unless we're saying it's out of stroke order, but out of stroke order doesn't matter or something.
Correct. Yeah, okay. As we say. Yeah. Good. Tess. V'chim shar ha'osios, kigon ha'nekuda shelamato shebegimel, right, the bottom part of the gimel, o nekuda shebepei, o haregel shebetoch ha'tav, all these things, im lo nagu be'ho'os, if it's not touching the rest of the body letter, o sheish hefseg be'emza ezu'os, so if there's any break in the middle of it, like lav dafka, it could be a regular letter, but if you have a split in it, that's going to be a problem. She'ein liga. This is going on the two ones that should not touch. The hay and the kuf should not touch. The chadchilia hefseik b'kidei she'adam beinani, like a regular guy would be able to. Interesting. I was looking at what's the regular guy. If you look in the Dirshu 6, he says beinani. What's a regular guy? Bir mechzashekel shehu b'koma, regular height. Hainu, lo oruch, lo kotzer. He's not too tall, he's not too short. So how old is a regular guy? Today's my birthday, so I was thinking about this. Thank you. Habeas HaKovel Bach B'Shem Baruch Sh'omar Sh'ahayne Ben Chafei Sh'onim Ben Chamishim. Okay, so I'm still regular. I'm still within 25 to 50. I'm still regular. Yakir Hativ Me'al Sefer Torah. So he's looking at it means he's standing in one part. Sh'al Gabe Bimish Hu Korebo. When he's reading it from the Bima, he's not like not standing at a distance, not too close. It's a regular height. Right? Well, in the number 7, he says that's a rikhuk of an amma. You're like an amma away. What is that? 18 to 24 inches or so, like that. Gam lo yarchik yoisim e ovi hagag. Okay, so that's the whole point. Begag, can't touch it. Huadin hakuf, same thing. Birecho, shebetzido, on the leg that's at the side. Vechol zeh. Afilu imnase hanegia achar ksiva, even if it's now touching after you're done writing it, that's a problem. Afilu im hanegia daka kichut asara. I was saying wrong. Im hanegia, it's touching like by hair's breath, barely touching, but it is touching. Commissioner Bar, we saw earlier leel simin lamed beis if yedches mishnah brusham ayin sham beinyan tikun haos, how to fix it im lo kosav achar zeh. If you haven't yet written, and if you've written that letter, then whoops, you're done because now it's no longer a kaseder. But if you haven't yet done, so we saw earlier how to do it. Because if you went ahead and did the next letter already, right? Like you were talking about the stroke order, that's going to be in Mishnah Sasofrim. It goes through each and every single letter. Okay, fascinating stuff. But basically, that's the way to fix it. Okay, good. Let's go on. Gimel. Sarich letayig sha'atnez gates. So there are the letters. These are the things in here. These are the osios that you have to put the crowns on. We'll see at the end that this is an Inyan Alpi Kabbalah to have the crowns on here. V'asoifin nogu v'taik osios acheros. Some have been to do additional letters as well. V'im lo tiyeg afilu shat nes gates. If you didn't do even these letters here, lo pasul. It's not going to pasul the tefillin.
Every time they appear?
Every time, yeah. Let me show you. Turn to the next one. Here's like, they break it down for what that would look like. L'maisa inside a kosher zet, which osios have, right? Okay, let me keep this open if it makes it. Okay, good. So let's start this. Litayeg Yud Beis to put these little crowns. Afilu Sefer Torah, even on a Sefer Torah, v'kol shekein tefillin mezuzos. Hatagina elu heim shlosha tagim. There's three little crowns. Go back. You can see here the crowns that look like on them. Kitanim v'dakim kichut asara. Very small, like a little hair. Zekufos, they stand up straight. Al Eila Haosios on the top of these letters. Echad Me'amin, Ve'echad Mismo, Ve'echad Lamala. One on the right, one left, one in the middle. V'yesh Omrim Dishloshton, Milamala, V'chein Nohagin, you do three straight up, right? V'chein, okay, Ein Kav Dak, like a little thin line, who Kol Tag V'tag, V'kach Nohagin Be'ela Artsos. That's how we do it in our countries, in Ashkenaz. V'tov Yosir Lasos, Kol Echad. Ke'ein Timunas Zion. It's better to make each one look like a little Zion. Ashiu Kitanim Vedakimod. Even if they're small Zions, but that's what they would look like.
So here they do it with a dot. So that's not right then, probably.
That's just showing. Oh wait, that's a different point. One second. Let's go back. Here, there you go. Oh, with those little dots there, I see what he means. He's going to explain what the different. So far, in the orders were up here. This is the design of having each one spreading out to the side. This one having them straight, and then right, they did a little dot over there.
And they have the same. The height order matters as well, or is it?
The height,
like medium, then tallest, then shortest.
Oh,
that's how they're doing it here.
That's a good question. I don't know. That points out actually in the next one, Yud Gimel, that shot in his gaze. So you have the nun and the tzadi. So. He's going to say hu hadin, that also applies not to the final tzadi, the tzadi kefufa v'nun pshuta, right? If you have a final nun and a tzadi in the middle, where it just says gates is how they wrote the acronym they used for it, it would also mean a regular, it would mean like a regular tzadi and a regular and a final nun also.
Does apply.
Does, yes, yeah. So every time you have a tzadi, every time you have a nun, but what the half mean would be, oh, because shatnez is, you know, it's in the middle of the word. Im hosif asoy for lasos tag in chutz mi osius shatnez gates v'chutz mi elim amuskore and betur v'levush shnag behem asofrim. If you would add extra ones on these lo ikev, I forget where I was. I think it was in a Sfardish shul, and I came out every single letter, and they had just sick. They had like it was very elaborate. Ach They have to be touching the letter, the os. Aval im ein mechubar yesh lemachon. You could erase it if it's not touching. Vafilu baosios shebeshem kodesh. Even if it's on the letters of Hashem's name. Lechatchila ein nachum lahoisiv tagin meatzmo kol shlo muskar besfarim. Don't start making up your own things and adding on. V'tiug shel shatnis gate hu b'shin shel rosh hashlishi shel os. Now showing you where it goes on the each one of the letters. Uva'ayin v'tes v'tzadi shel rosh ha'smoli. Uva'yad b'kein v'emtza yuso lo b'sofo. V'kosu ha'achron b'shem tshuvas ramah. And three mom iponov makubal. She'izor she'hiyeh she'yu hatagin nifradim kol achas mechaver k'dei shelo yireh rak k'tmunas ziyunim v'lo k'ein shin. Right? He writes that you should have them separated so it doesn't look like a shin on top of, where's that? One of these pictures. There, like that. See? This is what we're talking about here. There's a shin like that. Li'ikuvuhu. This is ma'akiv even. V'gam tzarech shihu hatagim nogin beguf ha'os.
Well, it's on the yod too, which doesn't get it.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. V'ilav ha'chi p'sul. See, it's a p'sul. Fa'af the ein iku b'siyas hatagim k'moshe pasuk mechaber. The mechaber says if it's not ma'akev mikol makom ze gor. This is even worse than that. Why? To have a ki yisron os kitana bein hashitim. It's like you're adding a small letter in between the lines of the tefillin. Fa'ayin biyad Ephraim shekosev delo mahani af imi mash yam shichem acher kol afer kach ela os. If you're going to draw it down, you drew it, it's not touching, and then you kind of extend it to make it touching to the os. It's not going to help. Rach tzorech legorim lechasvam mechodesh. You have to erase it and write, draw it all over again.
Well, but you did say specifically that they should be zions, right? So why is that so different?
But touching, the tagin should be touching. If they did,
no. But I'm saying if it's the shape of a shin versus a zion.
Oh, meaning each stroke should look like a zion.
Right.
Yeah.
But if the issue is creating letters.
No, I mean the joint at the bottom at the base. That's what they mean when they mean the shin. No, there is actually an exception over this. Rak im yadin. What if we would know shiksav mumche? That an expert, a munche, wrote them, talina, and then we assume shenifrad acher shenichtav, that we assume that it got separated, the tag got separated from the os after it had been written, and therefore umach shirin baham shocha al os. You could then pull it down, you could draw it and connect it because we assume it was there. Halavushi srad kosev dehem rava miponov severele de lo gara. It's no worse than this than not having the lack of surrounding a blank space around it. That's only problem originally when you're making it for the first time. Okay, and therefore, im nifar achar shenichtav kosher below tikkun klal. You don't have to do anything to it because it was written fine. Umemele the devar according to his words. Im lo hayenoyge in mitchilas haksiva. If they're not touching the time you written, then you wrote it originally. Mahani alkol ponim tikun. You can still fix it. Dumya demanda kosuva mogin avram sivan lamed base if cut in chavzayin lein hakafas gvil. Similar, he writes by again the surrounding it. Vechein mashma leniyaz daiti. According to my poor understanding, very humble. The pashdo. The Lishnil Harmal. That's how the Ramah seems to be saying shit. Ein sham. Mikom mokom. Lichat chilo. Best practice is nachon lahachmir kiyad ha'afraim. Really, we should try to be machmir if possible, like the yad ha'afraim. Ein prima godim. Okay. Yudalid. Nahagu l'tayig. The meaning is to make these the crowns on them. But tefillin, oisios acheros mevadelu. When we have that tefillin, we make them on other letters besides these. Vehem muskarin betur b'shem shimush rabba b'shem harambam v'atagim ha'elu heim taginim gedol. These are big ones. Ach shihu dakin. So they're small. Why shelo yiskalkel ha'os al yedei zeh? Meaning that they're thin. They're large, but they're thin because you don't want to mess up with the actual letters. Ume'od sarach lizoy. Be very careful. Be'yoyse betagin sh'al ha'vav o sh'al ha'yud on these letters, because if you something very, very small, minor could change them. He says, right? Ki bekal, very easy, very light, very easily, yishtane ha'os. That it could look, al yidei zeh. By adding this line, it could actually change it. And again, if that's going to make it really possible. Then the final thing he says, if you did not have the tagin on, then that is not going to make it possible. The Habach posel them. The Bach argues that it is posel. The Gam Hagra biuro miyashiv lechol achas minashitas. He explains all the different opinions. Or maybe harbi poiskim de mach mirubazen. He brings a lot of poskim who are in fact strict on this. And since they are strict, al kei mehanoch on the correct thing to do meod lachush lezeh v'satnim acharkach. You should go ahead and fix it. V'tikun mahani afilu b'tefilin mezuzos. You could go back and touch it up. That's not going to be considered as if you wrote the letters out of order. Because without the tagim, it still has the tsura, as we saw this much earlier back, I think it was 11 days. It has the image, the form is on it, it's not a problem. You should know more than this. What the Mechaber is talking about, a case where you made the top of the letter correctly, but you left over like the parts that shows you on it. Avim also lamale rosho ogul gamkein. But if you made the top of the letter a little bit rounded, right? Mashman beis ayoyzei de'ein lahakil afin b'di'evid lefi pirush harem, and you should not be makil even after the fact, according to what the reim holds. Tzarich iyon lemaisa. We have to see lemaisa how we paskin lechora. We could be makil like the Rambam, right? He brings the parentheses, I'm your Hagra, Harambam, Lo Ayri, Begemora, Klau, Tefillin, Rak, Mezuzah, because he says the Rambam's talking about Mezuzah, not about Tefillin, Lo the Indian Eagle, not talking about the rounded tops of it, Hamshacha, Akli In Tagin, Mamish, Rak, Lechatchila. Fine. Kosu B'Sefer Igeris Hatiul. So this is, Revolso once gave a beer on this. He explains a little bit of Kabbalah Inyan. What's it, these letters? These letters that we have. Sha'atnez, Hu Osios Soton Az. Right? These are the same letters and is like as an accuser. The Heim Beis Mekatrugim Gedolim. These are very things that Kitrug is an accusation on the Klal Yisrael. Vezeh Gam Kein Soy Shal Sha'atnez Gates. By doing this, writing these tagin somehow to mevatel that. Ki Gates Gam Kein Shem Mekatrug Echod. It's a name of a certain type of force that accuses against us. And these tagin are like a sword and a spear that protects us from these things. So again, this is a Kabbalah inyan, but obviously between me and you, it's there for a reason. Okay. Emirat Hashem, that is the conclusion of Simin Lamed Vav.